The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Well, S-REITs very much under the spotlight today with that news that the Monetary Authority of Singapore is proposing to raise current leverage limits. The limit now is at 45%, so that's pretty much how much they can borrow against their assets. And this could be raised by as much as to 55%, subject to some conditions. So this is aimed at giving them a bit more flexibility to borrow more if they need and to compete on a more level playing field when they are bidding for assets, especially against foreign REITs. Well, to get the bigger picture, we've got Margaret Young. She is the market analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm good. Thank you.
That's good to hear. Margaret, let's talk about these proposed changes to the S-REITs industry, right? So the MAS wants to raise this limit to 45%. So pretty much you can give the S-REITs now potentially more space for them to do more acquisitions. What's your take on this? How much of a boost is this for the S-REITs?
Yes, I think, of course, this is a very favorable proposal to Singapore REITs, as it gives the REITs company more flexibility and more competitive against other bidders in acquisition activities. And previously, before 2015, the leverage ceiling was actually 60% for those bigger REITs with a credit, with a decent credit rating. And in 2015, they revised it down to a single-tier leverage of 45%. So now it's like the government is considering to ease that kind of restriction for the local the REITs companies. But the market reaction, however, I think is going to be limited for now. It's going to be a long-term, a good thing, long-term boost factor for REITs. But for the very near term, REITs has already registered very big gain year to date, mainly driven by the Federal Reserve cut expectations. And many REITs have recorded double-digit rally since the very beginning of the year. So in the very short term, there might be some selling pressure coming through and the profit-taking activities. And if we look at the REITs index, it is giving average return of only 4.5% dividend yield. That is considered less attractive comparing to the historical norm. So I think right now, REITs are still under some kind of selling pressure.
Okay, that's interesting to see. Maybe something down the road in the longer term that might have a bigger impact. So for comparison's sake, you are seeing foreign REITs in the US, Australia, they have no limits. So pretty much they can borrow at a much higher level than Singapore REITs. So this could be something that could play out on the acquisition front later down the road. Margaret, so turning our attention to what's happening down under, we have the RBA cutting rates for a second straight month. So now cutting 25 basis points to a historic low of 1%. So Margaret, where does the Australian dollar go from here?
Well, because the RBA interest rate cut yesterday was pretty much priced in by the futures market, which already see like 88% chance of a cut. So that decision came in within expectation. That's why we didn't see a plunge in the Aussie dollar. Mm-hmm. In fact, it actually rebounded a little bit against the USD to now trading at 0.6994. And based on the RBA governor's announcement, although the decision has been made, but he also highlighted a few positive factors of the economy outlook. So we think that after two consecutive cuts in June and July, we think in the next couple of months, there's going to be a pause in interest rate cuts. And maybe we will see another cut by end of the year, maybe November or December time. So in the next couple of months, I think Aussie dollar will likely to be like range bond or consolidate at current level. But 0.7 remains a key resistance for Aussie against USD.
So that level now is at 69.93, and versus the Sing dollar, one Sing dollar gets you about $1.05 Aussie dollars. And it's down by over 5% over the past 12 months. We are chatting with Margaret Young. She is the market analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, let's talk about Bitcoin. The last time we talked about 2 weeks ago, it was pushing $13,000. And it has been quite a choppy ride in the past few days. It's dropped below 10K and now it's climbing back above 11K. Do you see any real price drivers for Bitcoin right now?
Well, I think Bitcoin is a trading instrument that is pretty much irrelevant to the rest of the world. It is trading on its own mechanism and its own system. But recently, I do see that Bitcoin's daily price movement is correlated with gold price. So when gold is going up, Bitcoin is likely to go up as well. And in the last past 2 days, gold price rallied again back to 1430 this morning. And we see rebounding Bitcoin price to $11,000. However, in the slightly mid to long term view, I think Bitcoin rally is pretty much speculative driven, and there's no fundamental ground. There's no way that an analyst can evaluate Bitcoin's intrinsic value because it's pointless. And different from Libra, which is a new cryptocurrency pushed by Facebook, Libra is fully backed by assets like bank deposits and treasury bill and maybe other assets, whereas the other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, they are backed by nothing. So I'm really skeptical about this rally. I think it's it's kind of more very speculative and kind of risky. But in the short term, it does provide a lot of volatility to the market, maybe, which might be interesting for traders.
So very speculative trade. Margaret, just to wrap things up, what's your take on where markets are heading this week? We had positive leads last night from Wall Street, S&P hitting a new record high for a second time this week. But again, it doesn't seem to be translating to the Asia Open. What's going on?
Not really. Although U.S. market, the index closed higher overnight, but if you look at the sectorial breakdown, it's actually quite defensive. We saw that the rally was led by real estates and the consumer staples and those very defensive kind of sector, whereas energy were leading the decline. So I would say that this defensive picture is in line with a rally in the heaven assets like gold and Japanese yen. So it does give us a very cautious outlook for Asian market. And plus another thing is the fundamental picture is quite ugly now. Everything is like heading south from the macro perspective of view. And U.S. corporates are giving a very bad earnings outlook. We are seeing the earnings maybe heading towards a recession in the upcoming earnings season. So this rally in the U.S. market may not be sustainable, and that can be a negative background for Asia trading today.
Yes, as we speak, the yen's picking up pace and gold prices also moving up this morning. So a signal that people are moving a bit more to the safe haven assets. Margaret, thank you so much for your time this morning. We've been chatting with Margaret Young, market analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, have a great day ahead.
Thank you, Ryan. Nice speaking to you always.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.